Recently, a friend asked me about the origin of the word recorder. We play together in a Baroque group and have often noticed how the word recorder bears no resemblance to the terms used for the instrument in other languages. For example, the instrument is called flauto dolce in Italian and flute douce in French, referring to the gentleness and sweetness of the sound. Then the shape is sometimes referred to. The instrument has a type of beak, which leads to the term flûte à bec in French. And then there is the block in the mouthpiece, leading to the term blockflöte in Germany. But what of our English term recorder? The word first appears in 1430 in John Lydgate's Temple of Glass, in which he writes about little shepherds fluting all day long on small recorders. This instrument was used by medieval minstrels. The word recordeur comes from medieval French, meaning one who retells, or a minstrel. It also means to remember and to learn by heart. On a totally different track, it may be that the word comes from the Italian ricordo, meaning a keepsake. Things became very complicated in the late 17th century, when the Renaissance recorder, which is made of one piece of wood, was superseded by the Baroque recorder, which is in three sections. This was introduced to England by French musicians and was called flûte douce, or simply flute. In 1720, the transverse flute, as we know it, became popular. Now the recorder had to have another name besides just flute, so it was called common flute, or even English flute, whereas the transverse flute was called the German flute. In refined 18th-century circles in London society, it was considered most suitable for a gentleman to play the recorder while the ladies played the harpsichord. It is this idea which inspired the title of Stefan Temming's CD, The Gentleman's Flute. This CD is a selection of arrangements of Handel arias, which were very popular in a city gripped by Handel fever. Here is Verdi Prati from Handel's opera Alcina, arranged for recorder and ensemble. It is played by Stefan Temming.
Thank you.
That was Stefan Temming on the recorder, playing an arrangement of Handel's Verdi Prati from the opera Alcina. To hear this again, please go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.